It's Midnight Radio Network all across America, 800-288-9227. Merry Christmas, a special edition here of the Midnight Radio Network. I'm Gary McNamara, along with a special appearance here by Eric Harley.
Yes, we've had some breaking news during the day on Thursday as the FMCSA announced, a proposal that would revise the hours of service requirements. It's being covered as it has been from the beginning by the trucker, and we have Lyndon Finney here from the trucker and also Trooper Dial, a special edition of Ask the Law. Retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol appears as a courtesy of Old Blue USA. All the comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only, and all the information is up to date and can change without notice. Here we are, gentlemen, hour two of Ask the Law, and I seem to believe that that all three of us could sit around for days and days and days and days and days and think about different scenarios that come up, but we will take a Christmas break, that's for sure. But we'll be, I'm sure, I'm going to be sitting on the computer, as December's always a working vacation for me anyway, just coming up with all of these things as we lead up to our regularly scheduled Ask the Law segment, which will be a week from Monday, Sunday night, Monday morning, January 2nd into January 3rd. So a week from this Sunday night, make sure that you're here, as Trooper Dial will be in studio, and we will talk more about this. We were talking during the break, Lyndon, and that is getting back to this item here, this item, and that is this fourth item that deals with this break, this mandatory break that has been put in place.
This is going to be a logistical nightmare for the industry.
Well, for the industry, and as we talked off the air, for team drivers, because here's the problem. You're going to have to stop after 7 hours of on-duty or driving time. You're going to have to stop for at least 30 minutes. Now, I got to be honest with you, just my thoughts here, stopping at 30 and stopping at 30 here and there, that is probably not going to be broken up by most drivers. It would probably be more of an advantage to stop for the full hour all at once. Do you think I'm off base there?
No, I think you're correct.
But that in and of itself is a nightmare, because it doesn't really allow for a lot of time. It just basically halts the production of that particular truck for that hour after that seven. But on a team situation, you're looking at, instead of 10 and 10 now, teams will be driving 11 and 11. That's really the only way they'll be able to do that. And that truck will stop after that seven of the one shift, and then again at that 11 point to switch drivers, and then again at the 7 of the second shift, and then at 11. So basically it'll be the convenience store run. 7 and 11 is where you will stop that truck if you're running teams.
And think of this scenario. Let's say that driver A gets in the K in the seat and goes down the road. Driver B gets in the sleeper berth. And 7 hours down the road, driver A has to stop the truck. Do you think that driver B is going to stay asleep in that berth back there?
Right.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is, if he gets out,
he's in violation,
well,
is he?
The thing is, see, if you go back to your four rest options, option number three is a combination of sleeper berth and off duty.
Okay.
But here again, you know, going back to FMCSA's methodology, they want a driver to have a minimum of 8 hours in the bunk. That was why they went with the 8 and 2 on the split.
Right.
But under this scenario, a team driver, because the guy or gal would have to stop 7 hours down the road.
Right.
They couldn't stay in the berth 8 hours, could they, Monty?
Yeah,
they could, but they won't.
Well, the thing is, though, if he stops, chances are the driver in the bunk's going to get out.
Yeah.
And what it's going to result in is he's going to have to go from sleeper berth to off-duty, however long they're there, then back into the sleeper berth again, and it's going to facilitate a duty status change.
Right.
Is the driver going to take the time to do that? Probably not.
Mm. Yeah.
And,
wow.
You know, now we end up with the situation where the trooper pulls him over and says, notice your driver that you took a break back down the road. Did your co-driver get out? Well, sure he did. Well, let me see his logbook. And if he doesn't show that break in his logbook, then you're up a creek.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the trouble begins. Okay. Let's get on to a couple of other points here.
Can we talk about
sure.
the logistical issue that this is going to pose for just a second here?
Right.
The fact that all of a sudden we're going to have to find parking places locations
sure.
for millions of trucks every day.
Yeah, well,
we're not finding it.
And it's going to be one of these staggered situations. Obviously, not every truck is going to be on the same schedule,
right.
But you're going to have, as you mentioned, and we talked about this at the off the air in the top of the hour break, parking has already been a problem when trucking is running at full capacity, when it's running really, you know, in a decent economy, and we seem to be, at least in the trucking industry, headed back that direction. There's been a parking problem for quite some time. Now you add another 1 hour break for every truck in there each day, and gosh, I don't know what it's going to look like.
It's especially going to impact your listeners, because I would challenge any trucker out there today who's on the road right now to think about where he or she in the next 4 or 5 hours could find a legal, safe place to park
right.
in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Every truck stop's jammed.
Well, they're jammed because there are those that are taking their 10-hour break, and now you're going to have to add to that those who need to take a 1-hour break.
Yeah.
Wow.
Monty was talking today that this may be the time that some of the troopers just kind of have to turn a blind eye. Because it's pretty much illegal to park. I know in Arkansas it is illegal to park in Arkansas, except at a truck stop or a designated truck area.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how this all plays out, but there is no doubt that there is a parking shortage once again in the future that will be elevated to new heights here. All right. The 34-hour restart would be retained. Subject to certain limits, the restart would have to include two periods between midnight and 6 a.m. Well, they could just listen to our show during their restart, and could be started no sooner than 168 hours after the beginning of the previously designated start. Now, that tells me they can only use that essentially once in that 168 hours, which is just over 7 days. Trooper Dial, spell this out for us. How does this work?
Okay. What it's going to do, excuse me, what it means is, let's say, for an example, that Saturday and Sunday, the driver did a 34-hour reset.
Okay.
So when he comes out of that 34-hour reset, he can only use it one more time until he starts his until his 168 hours ends.
Right.
So if before they would allow a 34-hour reset as many times as the driver wanted to.
Right. He could do that if he had an opportunity. Let's say he is not going to get a load, and he knows he's not going to get a load for 36, 48 hours. He could, or she could, sit there and just go ahead and take that 34-hour restart and reset that 70-hour clock.
Correct. And here again, here's another example. You have drivers that run from, say, Georgia out to California, and they get out to California and they're supposed to have a load sitting on them ready to go back.
Right.
All of a sudden they get out there, and now then they realize that load's not there. It's going to take them 34, 36, 40, 48 hours.
Right.
So under today's deal, he could do a 34-hour reset, get home, do another 34-hour reset, and each time they would have 60 or 70 hours to run. Under this, if he takes that 34-hour reset out in California, then when he gets back home, he can take it, but it's not going to count. It's not going to help him re-zero his hours. His hours are still going back to that sliding 6 or 7 or 8 day scale like it used to under the old rules.
And also, Monty, isn't he going to have to be careful, he or she going to have to be careful when they start that 34-hour reset?
Yes.
Because they're going to have to make sure that it crosses over to periods of that midnight to 6 a.m. So
yes.
Well, they're going to have to start it. They're going to have to start it in the evening or right up to that midnight hour. And so that there are two cycles of that midnight to 6 within that 34 hours.
Right. Here's something else that I read, and this applies to the drivers that are listening to your program right now.
Yeah.
Because for them to take advantage of this, they're now fixing to lose an extra day. Because here again, you have to go back and look at, it has to include two cycles from midnight to 2.
Right.
Or midnight to 6.
Midnight to 6, right. Which
and
means...
And your night driver is not going to have those two cycles
right.
from midnight to 6.
Wow. Wow.
So he's
so
going to have to stay an extra day.
They're losing a full day.
Yes.
They're losing a full day of driving.
So they're going to have to adjust the rule to compensate for drivers who are basically on a regular schedule of driving at night, don't you think, Monty? It's not fair otherwise.
That's true.
Well, but you look at this, and basically what it says is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, a 34-hour restart has to be started between 8 and midnight, 8 p.m. and midnight.
Yes.
And your folks, the night drivers won't do that. You know, this has the potential, if it's not changed or if something's just made, this has the potential to push more trucks on the road during the
daytime.
Well, yes. Well, not only more trucks on the road during the day, but if you look at that and you're losing productivity of one, let's say you're losing productivity of one day, let's just assume that the carriers are going to adjust here and say, well, we're losing that one day of drive time and that our schedule is what it is because this is the freight we deliver and this is when it has to be delivered. So
right.
if that is the case, then they're going to have to add other trucks to compensate for the time
right.
that they're losing on the road. So
yeah.
This actually could lead to more trucks on the road, and I wonder what the safety groups have to say about that. Stand by. More from Lyndon and retired senior trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol, a special edition of Ask the Law on Christmas Eve as we talk about this new proposal for hours of service.
On the Midnight Radio Network.